Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Gene Mauch. Batting second. The right fielder, Cully Rickard. Batting third. The third baseman, Frankie Gustine. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Russell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dixie Howell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Eddie Basinski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Jim Bagby. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Johnson. Batting second. The third baseman, Peanuts Lowry. Batting third. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bob Scheffing. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dom D'Alessandro. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Sturgeon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Lee. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Lee. And now, play ball. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cully Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mauch moves to third. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine bunts towards third. Lowry fields it and throws to first for the out. Rickard moves to second. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is walked intentionally. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg takes first base on ball four. Mauch scores. Rickard moves to third. Kiner moves to second. It's 1-0, Pirates. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rickard scores. Kiner scores. Greenberg moves to second. It's 3-0, Pirates. Hank Weiss now pitching. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is walked intentionally. Greenberg moves to third. Russell moves to second. Eddie Basinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basinski takes first base on ball four. Greenberg scores. Russell moves to third. Howell moves to second. It's 4-0, Pirates. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Russell. The slide. Scheffing applies the tag. Russell is out. Two outs. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Howell moves to third. Basinski moves to second. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is called out on strikes. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a fly ball into right field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus takes first base on ball four. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Waitkus moves to second. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mock misplays the ball. That's an error on Mock. Waitkus moves to third. Pavko moves to second. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a pop-up towards short. Mock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Scheffing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cully Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rickard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0-for-0 in the game. Gustin is hit by the pitch. Rickard moves to second. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Rickard moves to third. Gustin moves to second. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Rickard scores. Gustin moves to third. Kiner moves to second. It's 5-0, Pirates. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weiss fields it and throws to home to get Gustin. Kiner moves to third. Greenberg moves to second. Two outs. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Howell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Waitkus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Cox now playing shortstop. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rickard. Sturgeon reaches second base with a double. Hank Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Basinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sturgeon moves to third. Two outs. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Eddie Basinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basinski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Basinski hits a pop-up towards short. Sturgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0-for-1 in the game. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a pop-up towards short. Sturgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cully Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Sturgeon fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Waitkus hits a line drive into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pafko hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 0-for-1 in the game. Scheffing hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Basinski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gustin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Kiner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Waitkus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Greenberg hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, Pirates. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Russell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0-for-1 in the game. D'Alessandro hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Russell, who is chasing the ball. D'Alessandro reaches third base with a triple. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Basinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. D'Alessandro scores. One out. It's 6-1, Pirates. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sturgeon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Sturgeon moves to second. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Basinski fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Howell bunts towards the mound. Weiss picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Weiss. Howell moves to second. Eddie Basinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basinski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Basinski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weiss fields it and throws to first for the out. Howell moves to third. One out. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bagby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Howell scores. It's 7-1, Pirates. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox takes first base on ball 4. Bagby moves to second. Cully Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Rickard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bagby moves to third. Cox moves to second. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gustin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nicholson who is chasing the ball. Gustin reaches third base with a triple. Bagby scores. Cox scores. Rickard goes all the way around to score. It's 10-1, Pirates. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gustin scores. It's 11-1, Pirates. Paul Erickson now pitching. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got three RBIs. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Kiner moves to second. LB Fletcher pinch runs for Hank Greenberg. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 11, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. LB Fletcher now playing first base. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Waitkus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 0 for 2 in the game. Scheffing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 11, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Marv Rickard now playing center field. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Basinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basinski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Basinski is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 2 for 3 in the game. With two singles. He's got one RBI. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 11, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. D'Alessandro hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-2, Pirates. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-3, Pirates. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Basinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson strikes out. Two outs. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-4, Pirates. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-3 in the game. Lowry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rickard throws the ball into Cox, who tags Lowry trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 11, and the Cubs 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cully Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Gustin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 11, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Waitkus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 0-for-3 in the game. Scheffing hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Russell. Scheffing reaches second base with a double. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got one RBI. D'Alessandro hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 11, and the Cubs 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Kiner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lowry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher takes first base on ball 4. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Russell takes first base on ball 4. Fletcher moves to second. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Howell hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Basinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basinski is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Basinski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitka scoops it up and throws to first, with Erickson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 11, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Nicholson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Russell. Nicholson reaches second base with a double. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sturgeon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nicholson moves to third. Stan Hack pinch hits for Paul Erickson. Nick Strencevic now pitching. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fletcher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hack for the out. Nicholson scores. Sturgeon moves to second. One out. It's 11-5, Pirates. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sturgeon moves to third. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sturgeon scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 11-6, Pirates. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Waitkus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Lowry moves to third. It's 11-7, Pirates. Kirby Higbee now pitching. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-1 in the game. Rickard hits a pop-up towards short. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Lowry scores. Two outs. It's 11-8, Pirates. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Scheffing hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 11, and the Cubs 8. The Pirates will come to bat. Russ Meyers now pitching. Kirby Higbee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higbee hits a fly ball into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cox hits a fly ball into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Westlake pinch hits for Cully Rickard. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got three RBIs. Gustin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Westlake moves to third. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Westlake scores. Gustin moves to second. It's 12-8, Pirates. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Kiner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 12, and the Cubs 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Wally Westlake now playing right field. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 2-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got one RBI. D'Alessandro hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Nicholson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Sturgeon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Basinski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 12, and Chicago Cubs, 8. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.